Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Patriots football returns this Sunday night with defending Super Bowl champs hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers in Foxborough. Pats will bring many of the players who were on that Super Bowl winning roster back this year, with some major exceptions. With us now to talk about the upcoming season is ESPN's Mike Reese. Mike, welcome, and thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Jack, thanks for having me. The weather gets cooler. It feels like football season.
It feels like football season already. So I want to start by talking about the offense, because that is probably the biggest departure in the form of all-world tight end Rob Gronkowski. What are the adjustments that have to be made there?
Well, they don't have a player that can replace Rob Gronkowski. He's just so unique in what he did. And so they're actually going lighter personnel-wise at that position with just two players. Matt Lacaz and Ryan Izzo. Look for them to feature other positions on offense without Big Gronk.
Expect a shift to the running game?
Very possibly a shift to the running game, with Sony Michel, their first-round pick from last year, a top guy. James White, a running back who catches the ball like a receiver, so effective. They also have Rex Burkhead. They drafted a player in the third round out of Alabama, Damian Harris. Alabama, a great college program. So they're very deep and talented at running back. So there is a possibility they could become more of a running team.
Let's talk about the passing game then. With that in mind, Josh Gordon is back. Demaryius Thomas is in for the first time. Julian Edelman back. What do you expect out of this receiving core? How's the passing game going to have to change without Gronkowski?
So it's still coming together, because a lot of those receivers you mentioned didn't play in the preseason with Tom Brady. So in a lot of ways, what we're going to watch Sunday night against the Steelers, and even through September, is an extension of the preseason. Their first round pick, N'Keal Harry, a wide receiver, is going to open the year on injured reserve, so he's not available to them. So in a way, we have to watch this receiving group, because we haven't been able to analyze it that thoroughly in the preseason, because it hasn't been out on the field due to injuries.
Let's ask a question that I feel like we've been asking for eons, which is this finally the year that 42-year-old Tom Brady starts to look his age?
Doesn't look like it, Jack. I watched him all throughout training camp and all throughout the practices and the preseason, and he looks like, if you were to just watch him and not know what year it was, you would think he's 32. And I asked him on Wednesday what it would mean to him to become the first ever 42-year-old quarterback to start every regular season game. No one's done that before in the history of the league. And he said that he just feels like it's a privilege to be doing what he's doing. And he feels so fortunate that he's found something he loves, so he still has the passion.
Switch over the defense for a second. The secondary and linebacking core is largely the same as last year. Different story on the defensive line. Trey Flowers is gone, Michael Bennett in. What do you expect to see there? Is that going to be a shift in strategy, a shift in the way they play?
Well, I think they're building on what they did last year, where they showed a lot of different looks. Very hard to play against the Patriots, because they don't run the same defense on a week-to-week basis. You mentioned Michael Bennett. He's a player to watch, a little bit older than Trey Flowers. So you're always concerned when you're replacing a younger, talented player with an older, talented player. But Michael Bennett looks like he'll be able to replace Trey Flowers, so expect probably a little more of the same from what we saw last year.
Some talk about the ease of the schedule this year. I want to point out, I don't think they play a team that made the playoffs last year until November in the Baltimore Ravens. Not to jinx anything, can we pretty much pencil in another first-round bye again this year before the season starts?
Well, I always say this, Jack. If you're not going to pick the Patriots, who are you going to pick? Yeah. You know, and so they're as safe of a pick as anyone, but what they always say, and it is very true, is they have to reestablish their level of performance every year, and there are no givens in the game of football. They make it look easy, but don't be surprised if we see some early struggles this year, similar to what we saw last year when they started 1-2, because the pieces really are still coming together this early in the year.
Overall, what do you expect out of this year?
Well, I predicted an 11-5 record, and some people thought that was a negative, which I always remind myself, like 11-5, most teams in the league would love an 11-5 record. But I expect a team very similar to the ones we've seen really over the last two decades, well-coached under Bill Belichick. Tom Brady, I expect to see more of the same from him. It's remarkable to watch him work. And the defense, maybe, to become the strong suit of the team, almost similar to the early Super Bowl teams of 2001, 3-4, where the defense really led those teams.
All right. That's ESPN's Mike Reese. Mike, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Jack.